As the population ages and healthcare services are stretched to the max, it can be a challenge for vulnerable seniors and the disabled to find the assistance and care they need. While it has been proven in many studies that it is much cheaper, healthier, and better for seniors and the disabled to be looked after in their own homes, how can that be achieved in a safe and caring manner? Helping Hands of Orillia is here to do just that, to lend a helping hand. Helping Hands is a nonprofit which has been active in this area since 1972. Its mission is to support its clients in Orillia, Barrie and Muskoka to live independently and to maintain and enhance their quality of life. So far, this fiscal year, we have supported 1,447 clients across all programs, trending to see just over 2,000 across North Simcoe Muskoka by April 2022, said Kristen Corbière, Helping Hands Director of Operations. Helping Hands offers many programs to support its mission, including transportation, meals on wheels, social programs, friendly visiting and telephone reassurance, personal care, caregiver relief and homemaking and a transitional bed service. Some services are free, and there is a nominal cost for others. Currently, our most accessed service is the transportation program. However, we have lengthy waitlists for both the homemaking program, basic home support cleaning, shopping, laundry etc., and in-home personal support programs as these services continue to struggle with human resources, noted Corbière. Many of Helping Hands programs, such as Meals on Wheels, phone and personal visiting, and transportation, rely on volunteers to operate sustainably, and Helping Hands volunteer list took a hit during the pandemic and has yet to bounce back. Corbière urged people who have time and would like to help, to get in touch. We have an urgent need for volunteers in both transportation and Meals on Wheels. These programs did not see many volunteers return following the early pandemic closures, and our capacity will remain as is without new volunteers coming on board, she explained. Do these programs work? Are they sustainable? The answer is a resounding yes, based on stories and testimonials from many happy and satisfied clients and their families. Names have been changed in order to protect the client's privacy. Corbière shared one heartwarming example of a family in need. Over the past year, we have supported the family of RB. They were seeking support in caring for their father with late-stage dementia. He came on to service in home where PSW staff would visit daily and provide personal care services alongside the social supports of his children, Corbière explained. He was very active, and his family were becoming burnt out in juggling their lives and managing his care needs 24/7 at home while he awaited a facility placement. While working with our management team, it was determined he would be a good fit for our transitional bed program as a respite option to give his family some temporary relief, said Corbière. It took a couple of weeks for him to settle in and his family continued to visit and support him regularly. Our team and his family worked together to address his growing care needs and luckily, he was able to find an appropriate placement before returning home, she explained. We understand from his family that he is now thriving in his new environment and utilizes Helping Hands transportation services to get to and from appointments and visits with his family. This is a perfect example of how Helping Hands works closely with families to ensure safe and appropriate services to support clients throughout the journey in aging, Corbière added. There are many other clients who needed help in the short or long term, whose needs were met by Helping Hands. Joyce, for example, needed rides to and from errands and appointments. Bill, from Helping Hands, went above and beyond today during my ride, said Joyce. I have vision impairment and was having difficulties bringing my bags into my home. Bill stepped up and helped me bring in the bags and was very kind with helping me into my home as well. I am so very appreciative of him. Another local woman couldn't say enough about the support the family received when her husband, Dennis, became terminally ill. My family and I want to thank all the angels who visited my husband during his last weeks of life. Everyone was so compassionate and caring. Dennis passed away at home, said his wife. We were so grateful to have him at home with us and that would not have been possible without his daily visit by the PSW. This is a wonderful service that you all provide. If you know a senior or disabled person who needs support, or would like to volunteer, visit the agency's website.